Now to talk curling with one of the new stars of Cork Curling following the weekend's championship win over Tipperary, Luke Mead, the Bord Gáis Energy Under 21 Hurling Championship Ambassador. We have to start with Sunday, first of all, Luke, because a senior championship debut for you and one you'll definitely won't be forgetting anytime soon.
Yeah, I suppose it wasn't a bad way to start a championship career, I suppose. Yeah, we're just really happy to, with the performance and with the win.
Yeah, were you nervous heading out on Sunday, or how were you? You didn't look it on the field anyway.
Yeah, obviously you'd be nervous enough going to a big game, but I suppose the more senior lads on the panel kind of helped you through it, and kind of the whole team running together, so yeah, it wasn't too bad.
And I think Michael Ryan, the Tipperary manager, kind of admitted as much afterwards that he was aware of some of the debutants, wasn't so much aware of yourself and Shane Kingston. He did name check you, like, so it must be nice to hear that, having put three past them.
Yeah, I suppose it was a nice way to start, as I said. We're happy with the way we played, and we're just looking forward to the water before we snow.
Yeah, because I suppose, look, it was a huge win on Sunday, but it was only a quarter-final, and I thought that was quite admirable after the match. Everybody already very focused on Waterford, because Sunday doesn't count for much if you don't beat Waterford.
Yeah, exactly. Like, at the end of the year, we won't be happy with just beating Tip. There's a huge game against Waterford in 4 weeks, like, and we'll have to prepare as well as we can for that, because that won't be easy. Like, Waterford have been one of the best teams in Ireland over the last couple of years, so... Yeah, we'll definitely need to prepare as best we can for that.
And Luke, it was a thrilling win on Sunday. You know, I think because of Tipperary being All-Ireland champions and so much put into their league final defeat, we weren't sure how it would go for the Cork Hurlers. Were you confident yourselves going to Thurles, having the preparation you'd done?
Yeah, I suppose we were quietly confident with ourselves. We knew we trained well. We knew we had the players to do it, but it was all about bringing it out on the day and performing well. Tipper, a great team, really, and we were just delighted to get over them.
And what sort of confidence does it give you now, having started the year with such a big win?
Yeah, obviously it gives us a bit of confidence as well, but we're not going to get too carried away. As you said, like, it's still only one quarter final. We're not going to be happy with that. We'll have to push on against Waterford now in 4 weeks.
Good stuff. And Luke, it's a return to club championship action for a lot of you this weekend. I know some round one games have been played. You're going back into round one action this weekend because you played out what was a very, very interesting draw against Ballyhea the last time you go again Sunday.
Yeah, we're playing Ballyhea again Sunday, which it was a very close game the last day, and probably will be the same on Sunday again. But we're just going to go out and do the best we can, try and get over it, get our first senior win for the club.
And like that game that day, it ebbed back and forth. There was an awful lot to it between sending offs and goals, like goals and extra time that were just absolutely thrilling. So what do you expect off of this weekend?
Yeah, I suppose the game had everything the last day, really, but I'm not sure how it'll play out the next day. I suppose all you know is it's going to be a close one again. The two clubs have played against each other a lot over the last few years, and it's always been a popular ball between the two teams. They beat us in the county final a couple of years ago, so yeah, we know it's going to be a close game. We're just going to have to do the best we can.
I'm excited about the club championship this weekend in Cork, because I think after last weekend's result, Luke, everybody's going to go back into their clubs absolutely buzzing.
Yeah, definitely. Fellas going to go back with a buzz. And that's the way it should be, really. Fellas going back will have to perform with the clubs, like we know that. And there'll be a lot of expectation, I suppose, on the fellas. But yeah, we're just going to go do the best you can. You can't do much more.
Good stuff. We speak to you today because you're one of the Bord Gáis Energy ambassadors for the Under 21 Hurling Championship this year. Excited about that role?
Yeah, really excited, I suppose. A bit of an honour to get it, really. A lot of top players have been ambassadors previously, like Joe Canning and Conor McDonald were there at the launch of the senior one last week, I think. So yeah, obviously it's nice to be involved.
And like the Under-21 Championship, I think, is very exciting for Cork this year, given the fact that so many of you are involved at senior level. Hopefully it'll have a knock-on effect down to the Under-21 squad.
Hopefully, yeah. The last couple of years I've been involved, we lost the first round both years, so yeah, this year we'll definitely be expecting a better performance against Waterford. Like, it won't be easy. Waterford won it last year, so we know that they have a good team again this year, and yeah, we know it won't be easy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that defeat to Limerick last year. It's very disappointing. You know, it's the nature of the structure of the competition, but it's also the beauty of it. The fact that it's knockout the whole way through makes it highly competitive. But the defeat to Limerick last year was really tough when it was your first day out.
Yeah, it was really tough defeat to take. We were there or thereabouts for the first half an hour maybe or 40 minutes, but after that Limerick just pulled away, and yeah, it was really tough to take, as you said. The knockout nature of the competition just makes it what it is, but the Borgash Energy Ontario Championship, it's a great competition. We're really looking forward to the game.
Yeah, and people will almost lament the Munster Championship and the back door and the Senior Championship because it knocks the good out of it in at times. Certainly not last Sunday. But it's what I love about the Under-21 Championship. It's highly competitive the whole way through because, you have to win to progress.
Yeah, really. Yeah, it's a really competitive competition, I suppose. The Under-21 Championship has nearly overshadowed the Senior Championship, some might say, in the last couple of years, like the excitement and the buzz around the game. And hopefully it's just the same again this year.
And under new manager John Myler as well, obviously his role with the seniors as well. From what we hear anyway, it kind of blends the two squads very well. So what's John's impetus this year with under-21s?
Yeah, it's good to have John in with both. He's selected with the seniors and then manager of the under-21s. So yeah, he's a good link to have in between the two teams, and he can monitor what's going on between the two. And yeah, it's just handy to have.
And you open against Waterford this year. I know you have mentioned that they're a very solid outfit again this year. You do have to travel to them as well. It's a bit away yet. There's an awful lot of hurling to be played between now and then at senior and club level. But you look forward to July 13th as an under-21 squad?
Yeah, we can't wait to go down there, really. The last couple of years, as I said, we got knocked out in the first round and came past the ring, and might go down to Walsh Park now this year and come away with a win, hopefully.
And Luke, I'd say the ambitions will be quite high this year given the quality that you've retained from the last couple of years and indeed the senior experience you've gained now as well.
Yeah, I suppose you could say that. I suppose every year that you go to, you have high expectations to win and to do your best. But that'll be no different this year. We expect to win, but we know it won't be easy.
All right, Luke. Look, the very best of luck to you again. Well done on Sunday. Thanks very much for speaking to us.
Thanks very much.